My name is Paul Smelser. I am a product manager in the Enterprise Networks division at AdTran.
Tell me a little bit about AdTran and what they're doing here at the show and what they're offering here in 2006.
Well, at this Vaughn show, we're introducing the new NetVANA 7100. It is our first product release in the IP PBX market, and it supports up to 50 users. It's a fully converged voice and data solution for businesses of up to 50 employees. We're also showing some other of our enterprise products as well.
So it seems at the show that there's a number of sort of one-box solutions. Now, are you particularly targeting small business and home offices with this, or tell me a little bit about what the thought was going into designing this box.
We are targeting businesses of 50 employees and less, and frankly, we believe it's an underserved part of the market for voice over IP. The current adoption rates for voice over IP in this market are very low, down in the single digits. And we think that's primarily due to the cost of the solutions that are available and the complexity of the solutions that typically involve multiple products, whether it's a standalone router, power over Ethernet switch, a firewall, an IP PBX, maybe even an external voicemail server. We've combined all of that functionality into one product. And probably the thing that makes our NetVANA 7100 unique is that we have all of those product functions, including a 24-port Ethernet switch with power over Ethernet in a single platform. And also, we do not use any type of licensing architecture with our IP PBX. So when they purchase the 7100, there are no add-on costs for licenses to activate phones or voicemail boxes.
Now, what kinds of folks are you working with? Because it seems like we got so many people here at the Vaughn show. It seems like sort of we can't have 300 universes here. Are you partnering with anybody, or how does that work?
Well, in terms of how we'll go to market with the NetVANA 7100, we have a very large reseller channel that's been selling our enterprise products for many years, and we will go to market through that, as well as we have very strong relationships with the carriers. AdTran as a company is kind of organized into two divisions. One division sells products to carriers who deploy digital services, and they use DSL, DSLAMs, things of that nature to deploy, so we know the carriers very well. And on the enterprise side, we also have very strong relationships with both the ILEX and the CLEX that are using our integrated access devices to deliver integrated voice and data services. So we have good relationships with carriers, good relationships with resellers that have been selling our products. You know, one of the advantages for AdTran is that we've been around since 1986. So we've been around for a couple of decades, and even companies who are more a data VARs versus interconnects, both of those groups have been selling our products. And as you know, and as you can see at the show, networks are converging, circuit delivery is converging. We think the NetVANA 7100 is an ideal converged platform.
So what was happening for AdTran in 2005, and what are you looking forward to in 2006?
In terms of the enterprise division, which is where I work, we had a number of product releases that focused on data networking infrastructure for voice over IP networks. Obviously, we had the IP PBX functionality under development in 2005, but the product releases and the products we brought to market essentially enabled and built the LAN infrastructure for voice over IP networks and were typically combined with IP PBXs. Now we have that SIP-based IP PBX technology in our products, and we'll be able to expand that to other products in the enterprise division.
Cool. Tell me a little bit more about the working with in that particular area with SIP, because it seems like that's one of the things that's really kind of driving a lot of the developments right here at the show. Tell me a little bit about that.
You're absolutely right. And in terms of the partners, I mentioned earlier our relationships with the carriers, and there are enterprise products we actually released last summer that support some of the soft switch vendors, companies like BroadSoft, Cilantro, and Metaswitch. And the exciting thing about the NetVANA 7100 is it runs on the same code base as our Total Access 900 integrated access devices that we've already completed SIP trunk interoperability testing. So we'll be able to add that functionality to the 7100 relatively easily. So as carriers and CLEX begin to offer IP trunking services, again, with the convergence of voice and data being delivered on a single IP trunk, we'll be able to support that natively in the NetVANA 7100.
And what are you personally looking forward to with this? Because it seems like this, you know, this whole huge world has opened up that I think is going to affect people a lot more than they actually know about how they communicate. What are you looking forward to in particular, and what is AdTran sort of setting its sights on?
Well, number one, we're focused on this segment of the market that's 50 users and less, and in terms of quantity, it's the largest part of the network. And as I mentioned earlier, from a voice over IP standpoint, it's frankly been underserved. many of the solutions available today actually scale to much larger networks of maybe several hundred users or even thousands of users, but they don't scale down well in terms of cost. And so when we designed the 7100, we focused specifically on that market, designed a product for that with a sweet spot of between 10 and 40 stations. That's where the 7100 really fits well for a converged network. So in terms of the new services that Voice over IP will bring to these type businesses who really, you know, they don't really know that much about Voice over IP, they just know it's cool that I can work from home and have a extension dialing capability to do three-digit or four-digit dialing back to my my headquarters location. They will be able to enjoy ease of quickly turning up a new remote office, because with Voice over IP, probably the number one benefit is mobility of services. So whether it be a small office, whether it be another office that needs local dialing, with VPN built into the 7100, we can set up secure tunnels over the internet, we can support point-to-point networks, we can work over campus networks. So it's going to bring a lot of new capabilities to the user in terms of mobility. And also there are some features like a personal web page that each user has with the 7100 to manage their own phone, so they can forward their phone to an extension or a ring group or their cell phone. They can look at call logs, they can assign speed dial buttons. So again, some ease of use things that they won't really know that the underlying technology is SIP, but they'll like what they can do with their phone system.
Well, Paul Smelzer from Adtran, thanks for being with us today on the podcast.
My pleasure, Michael. Thank you.